This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-453. You can bring up anything that you want. That is the point of the program. Of course, we always bring things to the table to discuss that we find interesting. The we in the studio tonight includes me, Ian, also joining us for the first time behind a Free Talk Live microphone, at least, Rob Mathias. Hey, Rob.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's great to... You've got that kind of smooth sound and radio voice.
Well, don't call it the Rebel Love Show for no reason.
Yeah, all right. So the Rebel Love Show, what's the website?
Website is rebelloveshow.com. We are a broadcast from Manchester, New Hampshire, spreading the message of a liberated world from the Free State Project.
I love it. And are you guys on television yet at all? Did you...
I have not done that yet, no. We do have YouTube up and running. We do get syndicated on a couple other YouTube channels, but no, we haven't gone up to... public access. Yeah, gotta get on that.
We'll talk more about Rebel Love Show here in a little bit. And again, that's rebelloveshow.com. Rob is with us here, and Lauren's back.
Hi, guys.
AKA Objectivist Girl.
So it's really exciting because Rob and I actually haven't gotten to do a show. I mean, we're really good friends, mm-hmm. and we get to hang out a lot, and we're both totally into our shows and love media, but we've never actually gotten to do a show together.
Yeah, this is my first time.
I know, and we're really excited about it.
Surprising.
I am surprised by that, because it seems like you've been bringing quite a crew into the Rebel Love Show.
Yeah, we try to bring people in from the community and whatnot. She was due up, but now I'm doing it here.
Beat you to it.
Yeah.
So we were talking before the show about, like, all right, what are we going to talk about here tonight? And I think we all came to the table with the same topic.
Yeah, obviously.
Scotland.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
We have to talk about it.
Well, we were discussing it last night on the show. We actually had Tommy in Glasgow call in and kind of give us the, you know, his pitch and from his perspective what things are actually like there. Because it's one thing to read a news article. It's another thing to actually hear from somebody in Scotland.
Of course, yeah.
So that was cool. And at least from what I'm seeing on Drudge Report on the internet, it sounds like even though right now it's midnight in Scotland right now, so the polls have been closed for a while there, I guess it's taking them some time to gather all the numbers together. I saw something about that there might be paper ballots involved in this, so it could be another day or two of counting, is what some are saying.
Well, hopefully
it goes the way of Scotland, because I would love to see Scotland win this vote. I'm not for democracy or anything like that, but this vote right here gives me hope that New Hampshire one day can also declare independence.
Oh, that's what I've been saying. I mean, I was at work today, and it's great because I work at the Atlas Society as their intern. And so I get to actually talk to people that think like me all day, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I can, you know, openly talk about Scottish independence at work, and I can talk about, you know, the fact that this gives me hope for New Hampshire, and my, you know, my boss is like, that's awesome. And, you know, he's with me on it. It's great to actually be involved with people that think like I do, so that I can, you know, I don't have to put it in the back of my mind during the day and not
I'm excited about that.
You can never censor yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that you should. I mean, I understand that a workplace can be a kind of a tricky environment mm-hmm. for politics, but at the same time, this is big news, and there's nothing wrong with bringing this up at the water cooler or whatever, wherever people talk at work. Like, hey, what do you think about the Scotland secession thing? Have you heard about that? And just let people go and see what they say. I think that any chance you get to bring – and you don't have this chance because you're not working with average folks – but any chance you get to broach the subject of secession with family, friends, coworkers, do it. And this is a perfect excuse to bring the table, you know, the topic to the table and see what people think about it. Just throw it out there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very fortunate, though, in the time that I have – in the last – since I became a libertarian, I've either been working for the Libertarian Party of Indiana as their communications consultant, or then I moved here and I became the intern at the Atlas Society. So I've never really had to be in an environment where I don't you know, I feel any need to censor myself whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't have that at all. I work a day job.
In fact, I'm always the mild one.
I jack myself into the matrix 40, 50 hours a week. Yeah.
So you're working at a retail job. I don't know if we want to get into more detail.
I manage something, but I don't want to go into that on radio. Yeah,
but that's
the
style of work. It's retail kind of work.
I manage, but
You're interacting with employees, customers, average folks. Has this topic come up? Has the session been a topic of discussion at all?
I'll be honest. I do, when it comes to my job, especially being here in the Free State Project and whatnot for New Hampshire, I kind of keep my my work life a little bit separate, a little bit. Okay. When I'm talking to people on the street or whatnot, or in a coffee shop or anything like that, like I don't censor myself in any way, shape, or form. Like I had got a haircut today. I had a huge conversation about Scottish independence and New Hampshire independence while I was getting a haircut. Like,
so
I don't censor myself at all.
Was this with a barber that you dealt with previously, or was this the first time?
I go to this regular barber shop, but it was a different barber, so it was a different guy this time. it went over pretty well. He was kind of supportive of it. He's like, well, England, the UK is not going to have much money to fight all these wars. I'm like, I mean, they're not going to be able to steal from as many people, you know. But it went over really well. He seemed pretty supportive of it, and he was open to the idea.
Supportive of Scotland or supportive of New Hampshire?
He did not go against the idea of New Hampshire independence. He's like, well, that's a consideration. That's an idea.
Of course, you're also in the awkward position of being the customer, right?
And yeah. So
the business provider isn't necessarily going to want to upset the customer with their opinion. And have you not come in again? So maybe he was being forthcoming, or maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was just being nice.
He could have been being nice, but we actually went down another rabbit hole in regards to vets and the wars and all that jazz. And at first he was pro-war, but then he's like, yeah, but they lie about getting into wars all the time, like the Gulf of Tonkin. I'm like, yeah, I know. And he's like, why do you trust them now when they lied before? And he seemed very distrustful of the federal government. So that was like a kind of a crutch I was using for New Hampshire independence.
So I've been on the streets doing handing out flyers for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is an organization. It's kind of a think tank group. They're not politics. They're not taking positions with candidates or anything like that. But their purpose is to get the idea of New Hampshire declaring independence, aka seceding, out into the people's heads.
I've done the same thing.
Oh yeah, we did that for the 4th of July.
Yeah, we went out the 4th of July.
It was amazing.
It was great because most people
were receptive.
You don't sell it as secession. You sell it as independence and whatnot. But especially on Independence Day, it's very fitting hand out independence literature.
We did that here as well. There was like a coordinated thing.
We try to get as many people on board as possible. I would love to do something like that again, because just the Scottish thing is like got me all like pumped up about New Hampshire independence and the idea that smaller areas can leave a larger group of people, known as the federal government, whatever government you want to say it, but a smaller group of people can leave the control of a bigger group. And I just love that idea that this is happening in our day right now, that this idea is out in the open, and that we can talk about it and that we can support it.
When I've been doing the outreach for the New Hampshire independence idea, that concept, I've been really pleased with the reactions I get from folks around here. And I don't know if you experienced the same thing.
It's one thing I've noticed from New Hampshire natives is that they really love New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people that live here love New Hampshire more than they love the United
States. Yeah,
they're
really passionate.
They know it's a special place. I think the only thing that, the only exception to that statement is young people in New Hampshire. They haven't, like if they've grown up here and they've never gone and lived anywhere else, and they don't really know what they have. Usually it takes them having to move out, like many young people want to do, and, you know, go somewhere else. And then they realize how truly bad things are in comparison elsewhere, and many come back to New Hampshire knowing finally the value of this place. But the experience I had actually was at the county fair. I was also handing out these flyers because at one point we had been doing Bitcoin flyering for the most part, Bitcoin outreach at the county fair for 5 days straight. But on the last day, I had run out completely of Bitcoin flyers, so we just started to hand out flyers for whatever. And one of them was the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and just the instant reactions I got from people were so positive. I mean, not one real negative comment or anything like that. And like when I would when they would ask real quickly, well, what is this? And I would say, oh, it's about New Hampshire declaring independence. Their eyes would light up, and they would look at me and say something to the effect of, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. Or was it some real short statement just indicating that, all right.
Who likes the federal government anymore?
The thing about New Hampshire is that it's a small state, mm-hmm. and people think about it as a small state, and they love the idea of a small government. They like small here, and it works in New Hampshire. Like, this is the place, if we're going to see an independent state, it's going to be here in New Hampshire.
I hope it's sooner rather than later as well.
In my lifetime.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome on declaring independence, Scottish secession. Whatever you'd like to discuss, we're here for you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. You just dial in toll-free, Secession is certainly on the minds of the Free Talk Live hosts in studio tonight and in the studio, including me, Ian.
And Rob.
And Lauren Objectivist Girl.
Mark is somewhere in Vegas, and I sent him a message over Facebook late last night just to ask him a question about something, and he hasn't gotten back to me. So I hope that means he's having fun rather than has gotten in trouble in Vegas.
Oh, no.
So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I
the
really haven't heard from him.
The cops are really serious out there, aren't they?
I know they arrested Pete Nademo a long time ago.
Yeah. I hear it's, like, really difficult to deal with the cops out there.
So, share with us what you want to discuss here. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about freedomsphoenix.com. That's where they are uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. Their readers are provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So we're just generally having a conversation about secession as an idea. Of course, the Scottish independence movement has really been pushing this idea forward, and they're not the only ones. As we mentioned last night on the show, there's a fairly big secession movement in Catalonia, in Spain, and there's some others. In fact, there's an article that the Drudge Report is linking to about 8 different so-called separatist movements that could be next. And then they go through, Catalonia, of course, is listed in there, and these 8 are actually all over in Europe. So it's not just Scotland that is considering the idea of breaking away.
Well, there's also the whole, like, 6-state plan in California, too, isn't there?
Unfortunately, I heard that has not gone forward. The rumor is, I don't know if it's true, that they did get the signatures, but many were disqualified, so they are not going to be on the ballot. At least that's what I've heard. If you're in California, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, hopefully get on to another referendum next election season.
So speaking of those revolutions that people are waking up and trying to get independence, so I just restarted my show True Objective, and it's on LMR, and it's great. But
LMR is Liberty Movement Radio.
Yeah. And so they picked up the show, and it's Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we want to do a show. We're talking about money right now, but right after our talk about money, we want to do an entire thing about revolutions in America and in the world. So revolutions of the world, and so we'll talk about Scottish independence, what, even if they don't, you know, end up getting independence and don't end up voting for independence, we'll still talk about it. And so there'll be like failed ones and ones that were successful and, you know, Ireland over and over and over again. So,
well, hopefully I don't ever want to see a violent revolution.
Oh, no, I hope not either.
Anymore. Like, I love seeing, like, especially like, it was sad to see what happened in the Ukraine when that went too violent, way too violent. For the most part, I love seeing how people are actually standing up and saying that they're no longer wanting to be associated with another control group over them.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, I would like people to take things further. Like if Scotland doesn't get this vote, if it's 51% that vote no, we're not going to leave, I'd like to see the other 49% do something more significant. Like, all right, well, we're just going to personally secede. We'll just not send any money to the UK government, and we'll just keep it all here and spend it in our own communities. I mean, that's not likely to happen because people aren't willing to take that kind of risk. But ideally, that'd be nice to see because then it'd be done. Like, if people would just simply pull their support, you know, I don't pay federal taxes and I haven't for a decade. If people would pull their support from the organizations they don't want to be behind anymore, then it's game over at that point.
Exactly.
So, actually, I've got a piece here from The Guardian at TheGuardian.com. It's live updates as they're calling it rolling coverage of the results as they come in. And so, literally, updates are being posted every 3 minutes here on this blog. Just the most recent update from 1 minute ago from political sketch writer John Crace at the Edinburgh Count. Waiting, he says, waiting. Politicians, activists, officials, and journalists, everyone was waiting. The most intense, engaged election campaign ever held in the UK had just ended, and no one was too sure how to fill the final hours of limbo before the result was announced. The main displacement activity was for everyone to ask everyone else if they knew what the hell was likely to happen. The honorary consul for Norway looked particularly lost. He said, "Do you know when any announcement is likely to be made?" he asked. He didn't look particularly happy to discover he might have to hang around until the early morning to hear the result. "Are you sure?" "Yes. Maybe I will come back." Things began to warm up a bit around 10:30, and again, right now in Scotland, it is about midnight 25. As the broadcasters shuffled the talking heads between themselves, Dennis Canavan, the new Labour refusenik turned independent, was in particular demand around the tables for Edinburgh West, where the postal votes were being counted. A yes campaigner was looking gloomy. He said it's 77-33 for the no's so far. "It's about what we expected to hear, though. It didn't look that way." Not everyone was that subdued, though. A Pakistani Business for Scotland Yes supporter called Mr. Hussein came over saying, "Who are you with?" he asked The Guardian. "Well, you've been very biased," he declared. "May you burn in hell with Scottish oil." With that, he flung his arms out and hugged me. "I came here from Huddersfield in 1969, and we're all basically the same, aren't we? Whatever the result, when all of this is over, I'm going to have a big party, and I'm going to invite you too. You've got to have a laugh, haven't you?" He seemed to be the only person in the hall feeling that way at that particular moment. Within hours, another 50% of the hall would be laughing just as loudly. A YouGov poll suggested it would be the no's. The YouGov poll he's referencing is the only exit poll that has been produced so far from Scotland, and it is showing 54% for no, and then whatever the remainder is for.
So you mentioned the oil. Did you know that Scotland has been drifting away from the rest of the UK? Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong line. So Scottish nationalists claim that the vast majority of the oil and gas in the North Sea rightfully belong to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
It's Scotland's oil.
Now, what is England going to do if they actually do win this election? Are they just going to let Scotland leave?
Well, that's a big question, right?
With their oil?
And it's a big question, and it's also a similar question that a lot of people will ask when asked about the idea of a United States state leaving. Well, won't they roll in the troops? Won't there be an assassination campaign or some sort of wall be built?
Actually, the last time that happened here, almost a million Americans were killed.
According to the discussion that we had last night about this, word is that the Crown isn't really planning to do anything about this, but who knows? Who knows? I would hope that they don't lay hands on, that they let them go, and ultimately, if we get to see this happen, then that'll be a big indicator as to what other countries might do. I know that Barack Obama had suggested, sort of hinted at violence if a United States state were to leave, like back when in 2012 after the election, Texas, there was this big push for Texas to leave, and the official White House response was, well, this was pretty much settled in the 1800s during the Civil War, sort of intimating at the idea of that they would get violent.
It's a vague threat.
Yeah.
I really hope nobody dies.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's anybody's game right now in Scotland, and we probably aren't going to know more until tomorrow at the earliest. More coming up.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about secession. It's on a lot of people's minds, especially over in Scotland, where they are right now in the process of counting the votes. The expectation on voter turnout is very high. Of course, people are actually excited about this vote, considering it means something, unlike voting for one scumbag politician versus another scumbag politician.
You might actually get rid of someone.
That's possibly true, but it could mean, you know, this means something significant for people. I mean, replacing one politician with another, that happens all the time. It's very rare that you get the chance to actually vote for secession. And so, as a result, lots of people are coming out in Scotland. We'll continue to give you more as we learn it. Plus, your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Now, studies show that 1 out of 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen are also talking about modafinil from modup.net, and it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, it's affordable for you to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Now, modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You get a deep discount when you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off, And to make the deal even better, use code FTL and you get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget, code FTL at modup.net. It's world-class service at a great price for modafinil. Modup, modup.net. So the
I may have to get some of that, by the way.
Winter
is coming up, and as it gets colder and the season changes, I mean, I got to tell you, I don't know if it's just me, but I start getting more and more tired. I've been stocking up on B12, so I have to take B12 like every morning now.
So Americans are, some of them are pretty excited about this. There's a story out of, let's see, this is Slate.com, entitled Nothing Succeeds Like Secession. Oh, hey, there's somebody talking on my computer. people in the United States excited about this. David Weigel writing about people in the U.S., getting jazzed up about Scotland. Let's jump on a plane to Edinburgh, says Rob Williams. You and me, let's go. I was actually considering dropping everything and going over there to be a part of what's happening in Scotland. Rob Williams is a Vermont secessionist. As far as he knows, he's the only elected official in Vermont. He's on a school board who avowedly favors the state's divorce from the Union, a return to its pre-1791 status as an independent republic. The idea was starting to catch on in the Green Mountain State when George W. Bush was president. It faded after Barack Obama replaced him. The reasons were not mysterious. Then came the Scottish referendum. Secessionists like Williams had followed the Scottish National Party for years as it first won concessions, then elections, then the right to an independence vote. In the last month, polls finally showed the Yes campaign creeping into a lead. If Scotland could secede, why not Vermont? Or New Hampshire, or Texas, or everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. The Scottish referendum has really captured a lot of attention and helped make secession look like a viable and sexy alternative to empire and centralization, says Williams. We're not talking about secession in Yemen or Sudan or someplace Americans consider less relatable. We're talking about Scotland. Making secession sexy in the West is fantastic. If the Scots do vote to secede, it proves that some Western nation under the yoke of empire can exercise its sovereignty and choose to leave. Now, it's been a while since secession fever broke out in America. The media hasn't been particularly interested in it since brief periods after Barack Obama's wins, when polls could find nearly half of Republicans in Texas or other red states ready to secede. In 2012, 80,000 Texans signed a non-binding petition asking for secession. Coverage of this did not always mention that more than 26 million people live in Texas. Still, the reasons for Scotland's crisis are the reasons why perfectly normal Americans become convinced that their states should leave the Union. The reasons why it might fail are the reasons why the American secessionists are on a 149-year losing streak. I don't know what should be sufficient to really move people towards secession, says Kirkpatrick Sale. He should know. His Middlebury Institute has held multiple conferences on secession, and he's published books about the idea, full of arguments that have bounced right off of the skulls of average Americans. And, I mean, the author here seems like he's not really a fan of the idea of secession, and there's no doubt it's not an easy pitch to pitch people on leaving the Union, on leaving the United States. There's been a poll done as of 2013 that shows that 17% in the United States would vote to secede and form a new state. 17% of American adults, according to Rasmussen, say they would vote for their section of their state to secede and form a new state. Now, that's not exactly what we're talking about when it comes to Scotland.
It's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction, but I would love to see more about more questioning, more polling done about the actual question of, let's see what people think about leaving the entire Union, leaving the United States, and going complete independent mode. I'd like to see polling results for that. I'd like to see it for all of the U.S., but I'd also like to see it for New Hampshire specifically.
I think it'd be high in New Hampshire.
Love to see polling data for New Hampshire. I don't know how we could get that done, but we should do it.
You can hire polling companies to do this sort of work. I don't know what it costs. I imagine it's a 1,000 or 2,000 bucks or something.
We could
like
do
that.
A fund. I mean, the FSB can do like...
Well, they don't want to be associated
no.
with that.
No, they wouldn't do that. But
for a polling for independence?
Well, there are people within the Liberty Movement here who do have access to machinery like poll calling things, auto callers, auto dialers, and
yeah,
things like that.
I know people like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's possible we could get it done. You just have to get the list of the numbers to call, and that's probably the trickiest part is acquiring the list of everyone's phone number in New Hampshire. Of course, the tricky part with phone polls is if you don't have people's cell phone numbers, then you're relegated to calling people with landlines. And if you're calling people with landlines, you're probably reaching people over the age of 50 rather than younger people.
Yeah, most polls aren't that accurate to begin with. Because I don't even have a landline. I haven't had
exactly.
a landline in 5-6 years.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, people who are in the younger two generations, Gen X and the millennials, I bet you 90% of them don't have landlines.
Yeah.
And the other 10% probably have it at a business or something like that. So back to the story here from Slate. So it's a good starting point. As you were saying during the break, Lauren, that 17% saying that they favor the idea of at least seceding and forming a new state is a great point to, you know, begin a conversation.
Yeah, what I was saying is it's not going to get any lower. I mean, that number is only going to grow. There's no
sure.
reason. And if Scotland actually gains its independence, we're going to see, if we do a poll right afterwards, it's going to soar. I mean, if this doesn't go violent, and I really, like, I've got my
this
fingers...
This meaning Scotland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if it doesn't go to violence, if they get independence and then there's no violence afterwards, which is a big if.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, fingers crossed.
It could win a lot of people over here if it doesn't go violent.
Yeah.
It's certainly something worth watching.
Yeah, but we'll see those numbers rocket, because if it's done successfully and peacefully, oh my gosh.
That's true, because it becomes real for people then. It's
yes.
not pie-in-the-sky fantasy. It's not this unbelievable concept. It's tangible. It's reachable.
At least here, we're fortunate because we're surrounded by liberty activists that all want New Hampshire independence. So,
yep.
like,
I'd say most of them do.
Most of them do. Yeah, it's not like, you know, we're not alone by ourselves. Like all, you know, Michigan or California or Oregon or whatever should secede. You know, like here, a lot of liberty activists we support New Hampshire independence. And if you're alone, come help us out and support New Hampshire independence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here.
Get to New Hampshire.
It doesn't surprise me that it's Scotland. At all, because I know that Rob, we talked one time about we've got a decent following in Scotland with both of our podcasts.
Yeah, we did a show about Scott Coyne, and we kind of blew up for a while.
Yeah, and I've done
yeah.
an interview.
It was a crypto show in general,
okay.
but Scott Coyne came up.
I was on Greening Out podcast, which is based in Scotland, and I don't know if Free Talk Live has a big Scottish following, but there's definitely libertarians over there. There's definitely people. So I it doesn't surprise me that it's Scotland. In fact, I'd be surprised if it weren't Scotland.
We'll come back with more. There's more to the Slate piece about the secession movements in the United States. Come back with their thoughts and yours as well. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now.
You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You take control here via the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Now, if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. Yeah, there's some good news out there about Apple and Google putting some encryption on their cell phones to make them very difficult to be searched by the police. That's great. But you really can't rely on megacorporations to protect your privacy. You've got to take steps on your own. And ProXPN, not a megacorporation, they're doing good work out there. They're a global virtual private network that actually allows your online data to be encrypted before it gets to your internet service provider. And are you aware that your ISP is probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years? You can put a stop to that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their software. It's free for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, or Android devices. Even Linux users can use ProXPN, though setup's a little bit different if you're on Linux. And it's actually pretty simple with Linux. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. Again, you can start for free, but you're going to want to upgrade to the premium account. In the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent, and you can get past regionally blocked websites. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You want to save a bunch, 50% off their annual account price. You use code FTL50 when you sign up for the premium account, and you'll bring the price down to about $5 a month. You want to save even more? Use code FTLBTC. Pay with Bitcoin for that annual account, and you'll save 62% off of the price of the annual account. So either code would be great, FTL50 or FTLBTC, and you can do it over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Now, I knew I had seen, we're talking about secession, Scotland, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew I had seen numbers previously, and I pulled up the secession poll. The first number that Rasmussen reports here on is, and this, by the way, poll was from September of 2013. The first number they report on is that 17% of American adults say they would vote for their section of their state to secede and form a new state. But later in the polling results, on a broader scale, says Rasmussen, 21% of Americans think that states have the right to leave the United States and form an independent country, which was the issue that we really wanted to know about. So interesting that more people say that states should have the right to secede versus 17% saying that they would vote for their state to become a, like the 51st state or something like
that. I think it's one of those things where it's kind of like, I mean, you ask older individuals and they're just like, yeah, you have the right to.
But they wouldn't vote for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but I understand that they have the right. I think it's begrudgingly accepting.
Either way, it's still 4% of a difference, and that's not a statistically significant percentage.
About a fifth of the entire country.
I mean,
that's huge.
Yeah, that's
so, wait, hold on. So 80%, I'm sorry, 79%
no.
are ignorant of the fact that we can secede? That's sad.
Well, 21% think states have the right to leave the United States. 59% don't think states have the right to secede. And all the evidence is they don't, right? Like, I mean, that's not. That seems like an obvious question.
It's in the New Hampshire Constitution. It's
the right to revolution, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can make that argument.
Yeah, and
that's not true with a lot of states.
Most.
I don't know if that's true.
I think
New Hampshire's Article 10 may be a fairly unique article to New Hampshire. I don't know how many other states have something similar. I suspect it's not very many.
Well, you can make the argument that at least with the colony states that they did form the union, that they can leave it. You can make the argument that states that outside of the union, they were formed after the union was created, and Texas was formed outside of the union, so you can make that argument that it could leave. But definitely New Hampshire and other former colony states could, you know, theoretically make an argument that they formed it. Why can't they leave it?
The logic makes sense. The answer, of course, is the men with guns may try to stop them. But 59% you've got that don't think the states have the right to secede. That leaves 20% that are undecided. So you got 21% saying, yeah, states have the right to secede, and a whole other 20%, they're not so sure. And you were talking about starting with that 17 or that 20% of people. Well, then you've got the undecided 20%, which, you know, those are fence sitters. They're persuadable. And that's a possible 40% right there. And then, of course, as the idea becomes more popular, what we saw happen in Scotland over the last year was the polling results on the question of should Scotland leave the UK. The gap was closing. It was a fairly strong majority that was against them leaving earlier in 2014, and ever since then it's just been closing over time. So popularity is a big factor.
All you need to do is build up momentum. If you have a good idea and you can sell it well, you know, whether it's like something social or something like this, just pushing it forward and continually talking about it, being open about it, more people will jump on board, especially if you're trying to push independence, be very animated and very happy about it. People will, you know, jump on board with that. You just got to build that momentum.
It's an exciting idea. It's one worth talking about, and we're going to continue doing that here. Your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Lucas. He is in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Lucas.
Hey. Well, you know, certainly under the Constitution, states have the right. But there's a difference between what you have the right to do and what's practical. And ever since the Civil War, folks are pretty clear that if you're going to secede, you probably should be seceding for a reason that has a positive moral value.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that seceding in order to protect your right to have slaves, for example, is not a very good reason. And if the federal government's going to let you secede, they're going to do so because they think it's good for the country. The federal government makes decisions about what's good for the federal government, not what's good for everybody everywhere in the world.
Hear, hear.
Well, I would push for independence because not for slaves or anything, but I want to be free. I want to be free from the tyranny of the federal government.
And I think if you want to do that, you can try, but I doubt you'll find enough other people who would agree with you. And here's the number one reason. Let's say, and you pick the state, you tell me which state are you in that you want to secede.
Oh, New Hampshire,
New
for
Hampshire.
Sure.
New Hampshire. If New Hampshire secedes, what do you think the odds are that the federal government will leave them with any of the weapons that were paid for by the federal government?
They can take them.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't want them.
How are you going to defend yourself against a Chinese or a Russian invasion?
I don't think
I have private guns, and we don't have to defend ourselves from them. So we're tucked away inside the United States.
But we're not. You're not in the United States if you secede, honey.
So the United States government, say
you're
hypothetically that New Hampshire seceded from the Union, and all that was left was New Hampshire, then the rest of the United States. Somehow the Chinese sent a huge fleet of forces around to the other side of North America, and the United States would just stand by and like, oh, well, go ahead.
Well,
they're
no,
not
wait
part
a minute.
Of it.
I don't want to, rely on the United States for protection.
In New Hampshire. Why do they need a huge fleet?
Lucas, what you're talking about is fear. And you're right. The number one reason that people would oppose secession is fear. And it's ridiculous fear-mongering ideas like the Chinese are going to invade New Hampshire.
Why would the Chinese invade New Hampshire? Right now, then?
I'm sorry?
Couldn't we just give up all our nuclear weapons and all our military right now, then, if no one's actually going to invade us?
It wouldn't bother me, actually. If you want to shut down the nuclear weapons program, then that's fine. Here in New Hampshire, I don't know if it's like this in North Carolina, but, Lucas, here in New Hampshire, guns are everywhere. There are all kinds of...
I always assume someone's concealed carrying it.
There will be no lack of guns.
Small guns, but you can't fight a tank with those weapons.
You don't know who has what in New Hampshire, man. New Hampshire is one of the most gun-freedom-oriented places out there.
They don't allow anti-aircraft weapons as legal ownership item. Only members of the military can own anti-aircraft weapons.
So can you tell me exactly, Lucas, what the rationale would be? Lucas, would you tell me what the rationale would be for the Chinese to roll tanks into New Hampshire and take a...
But I can't answer your question.
It's fear. It's just plain old fear-mongering, then.
Instead of stuffing words in my mouth, can you let me speak for myself?
You've been speaking this whole time. Go ahead.
I've been speaking the whole time. You've spoken part of the time. Don't put words in my mouth.
Why do you oppose secession?
What?
He's scared.
Why do you oppose secession?
My point is that if there were no federal government, New Hampshire and every other state would be unprotected from any foreign incursion.
Do you think that...
So if I can finish my IT thought so you can get what I'm talking about... I think you're right that if New Hampshire seceded, it would be safe. But the only reason it would be safe is because of whatever relationship it carried on with the United States. So let's imagine for a moment that New Hampshire was an actual foreign country. What would stop the United States from invading it?
Every country is protected by its allies and the friends it makes. So your argument is moot. Every single country is that way.
Really? We're protected by our allies?
Of course.
We are.
No, I just think I'm with you on this one, Lucas, at least. And stand by, actually. I'll bring it back here because I appreciate the challenge on this. I disagree with Lauren. More coming up.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.